This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Meet or on the rocks. It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Back in the Sports Bar, it's Danger and Battaglia. Let's head to Philly and check in with Eagles sideline reporter, WIP Philadelphia's Devin Caney. Good with her time and joining us now in the Sports Bar. Devin, what's been the number one topic of conversation here leading up to Sunday's game? I mean, we've seen this matchup before. It's different this year. Has it been Saquon? Is he the main topic of conversation as you get ready for Sunday?
Well, certainly Saquon and the Eagles' just dominant run game as a whole on offense throughout the entire season. Also, hi, guys. Thank you for having me. Nice to meet you over the airways. But I also think there's a lot to be said for the Eagles' defense and how much it's improved. Now, the Eagles' defense was good in 2022 in Super Bowl 57 when they faced the Chiefs. It was terrible, however, in that game, especially in the second half. If you remember, the Eagles had a 10-point lead in the first half. Patrick Mahomes walked into the locker room at halftime looking pretty hobbled back in 2022. And then, you know, the Chiefs did what the Chiefs continue to do and why they're scary. And they came back in the second half, and Patrick Mahomes did Mahomes things and came back to win it. But there was also, you know, a bad call on cornerback James Bradbury. Our defense allowed the Chiefs offense to perform in the 98th percentile of efficiency, which is just crazy. This year, the Eagles have the best passing defense in the league. They have one of the best rushing defenses in the league. And if you look back to 2020, when the Bucs beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they did that mostly by pressuring Mahomes actually record-setting amount of times. They pressured him 29 times. So I think a really key matchup, aside from Saquon Barkley against that Chiefs run defense, is going to be Jalen Carter on the Eagles defense against Patrick Mahomes and really seeing if he can get a lot of pressure on Mahomes throughout the game.
Devin, it is nice to meet you. And up here, it's Buffalo Bills country, and I think every one of our listeners is pulling for Philadelphia here. One of the reasons I think the Bills fell short to Kansas City was the coaching. Steve Spagnuolo did a number on Joe Brady. What do you think of this matchup, Spagnuolo against Kellen Moore? And furthermore, like, what is the relationship today between Eagles fans and Andy Reid?
Yeah, it's interesting because when they first faced each other, the Chiefs and the Eagles in 2022 in the Super Bowl, it was, you know, Andy Reid, we have to appreciate what he did here in Philadelphia. And I will say, I think the relationship is still mostly positive. But I'll also say my personal opinion, like, I think there's a line between, you know, understanding and respecting what Andy Reid was able to accomplished here in Philadelphia. He brought the team to multiple NFC championships. He brought the team to its first Super Bowl, even though they didn't win. For me, like, I'd be lying if I told you guys that I was okay with the fact that after he left, he went and built a dynasty elsewhere, you know? So I think it's still positive, but the talk definitely hasn't been, you know, as much focusing. Like, I think everyone knows he's a great coach, but it's not like, oh man, we really appreciate Andy Reid, because he's already beaten the Eagles several times in recent years, including in Super Bowl 57. And I think now we have more faith in Sirianni as a head coach, because I do think, you mentioned the Bills were outcoached in the AFC Championship game. I think Nick Sirianni and that Eagles coaching staff was completely in over their heads in Super Bowl 57. You know, you had an extremely young coaching staff. All of them were in the Super Bowl for the very first time. And I think that Nick Sirianni especially has matured greatly. And then you look at the coordinators. Kellen Moore hasn't, you know, been OC in a Super Bowl, but Vic Fangio has certainly been around the block. You know, he knows the way the way things go. They know what to do now with that longer halftime. They know that they need to make adjustments, which they noted they hadn't the last time around. So I think it's more of an even coaching matchup, but like I'm not disrespecting Andy Reid. Like I do understand all that he's accomplished, and it's impressive.
So Devin, talking about those Eagles coordinators that you just mentioned, I have concerns about both of them for different reasons. One, Kellen Moore is going to be the Saints head coach when the Super Bowl is over, and I'm wondering how distracted that has made him through this process, something he hasn't been through before. And then with Vic Fangio, I mean, it's clear that he was important to their success this year. When you look at the defense last year, which was a disaster, versus what Fangio has been able to do with the same talent this year, it's quite a remarkable turnaround. He is, however, if I'm not mistaken, 0-8 against Patrick Mahomes as far as like Mahomes versus Fangio defenses or Fangio teams. What do you think of these two guys here in this situation, and what's Fangio's ultimate weapon going to be? Is it Carter for trying to stop Mahomes? Is it the secondary? You've got some good linebackers as well on that defense. I mean, mm-hmm. It's been pretty remarkable to see what the Philly defense has become this season.
Yeah, no, it really has. I'll first go back to what you mentioned about Kellen Moore. I really don't like that the league allows coordinators and candidates to be interviewed for potential openings, whether it's head coaching or not, before the season ends. I just think that they should make it a blanket rule where they can't be contacted. No coach can be contacted until every single team is done, because you guys might not remember this. It is a sore subject here in Philadelphia. Like I mentioned, the defense completely collapsed back in 2022 in Super Bowl 57. Jonathan Gannon had, and now we didn't know it at the time, but Jonathan Gannon had already secured the head coaching job of the Arizona Cardinals. So it is kind of weirdly ironic that now, you know, they're back in the Super Bowl and Kellen Moore has been interviewing, looking like he's going to, you know, take that Saints head coaching job, and it's being played in that same city. So Howie Roseman turned to Jonathan Gannon after the Super Bowl and literally said, just don't get on the plane. Like, just stay here. It's fine. I don't like how distracting it is, because I think no matter how much you say it's not a distraction, it's not a distraction. Anyone who's a human knows that if you have a job interview or a potentially new job lined up, it's going to be on your mind at least a little bit. So that does concern me, but I think he's, you know, gotten the bulk of the interviews out of the way, and hopefully he can lock in, and maybe it's about proving that they chose the right guy at this point, right? Because he's not trying to prove that he is the right guy. It seems like the Saints are pretty set on Kellen Moore. For Vic Fangio, yeah, you mentioned that 0-8 stat, and we've heard that a lot here in Philadelphia recently. I think it has to be taken with a grain of salt, because for some of those games, he was just the defensive coordinator, and for teams that didn't have a really great defense, but also, like, he's not controlling the offense. I don't, like, you can't win games if you don't have a good quarterback or good options for the quarterback to get the ball to. And other games, I believe it was when he was head coach of the Broncos. Yeah. Again, you know, you're only as good as the talent on your roster. So I just think that we need to take that stat with a grain of salt, because Vic Fangio, what he has done with this defense this season has been incredible. I think a lot of credit can be given to Howie Roseman, the Eagles GM, for drafting these young guys like Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, who come in their rookie years and are playing like they've been around the league for a decade. Like they're playing like seasoned vets. They're locking down stud receivers week after week. It's really impressive and incredible to see. But I think the credit needs to go to Vic Fangio for players like Zach Bond. You mentioned the Eagles linebackers. You know, there are several players on this Eagles, especially on this Eagles defense, where they signed in free agency this past offseason, but it was kind of like a prove-it type year. Zach Bond in particular is a really great example. He played for the Saints before, was like a good player, but nothing, you know, outstanding. And now look at him. He's a nominee for Defensive Player of the Year. Vic Fangio has a way of finding these guys' strengths and putting them in a position where those strengths are best used and on display. Even Jordan Davis, he was a topic of conversation here in Philadelphia for the last two seasons as, is he a bust or is he not a bust? Because he couldn't stay in shape. He wasn't really making the plays that we expected him to. And no, he's not having a Jalen Carter type season, but he is making a lot of really great plays on defense. So I think that what Vic Fangio has done here in Philadelphia has just been incredible.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're talking to WIP sideline reporter Devin Caney, Eagles Radio. Devin, gosh, we're in Western New York. We were familiar with, hey, when a relationship kind of goes sideways. We saw it with Diggs and Allen and McDermott. We knew there was something, but we couldn't quite pinpoint it. And when Diggs got traded, it really wasn't a surprise to anybody who kind of covered the team up here. I guess my question is, like, what is the relationship right now between the head coach, quarterback, and A.J. Brown? Because it's not every day you see, particularly a playoff game, somebody reading on the sideline.
Yeah. So A.J. is, I think A.J. gets a bad, or I don't even want to say a bad rap, because I think a lot of people want A.J. Brown to be that diva wide receiver of, you know, years past in the NFL. And he's actually not like that at all. He's just a super kind of quirky guy who likes to do his own thing. I think he genuinely was just reading that book on the sideline to help his mindset. And there are photos of him reading in previous games, that game in particular. I think the cameras just happened to pick it up, so it blew up. As far as we all know, the relationship between the three of them, Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, is fine. We saw Hurts and Sirianni after the NFC Championship game, you know, giving each other flowers and credit where credit is due. And you know, it's hard to figure out what Jalen Hurts' relationship with A.J. Brown is. Like, I don't know what their personal conversations are like, but certainly doesn't seem like there's any bad blood between them on the sidelines.
We had to hear leading up to the AFC Championship all week about how healthy Kansas City was. No injuries on the injury report. They're healthy. It's the end of the season. It's amazing. They don't have any injuries. And we know the same can't be said for Philadelphia. So what are the Eagles' injury concerns here going into the game? How are they looking health-wise, Devin?
Yeah, well, A.J. Brown, I'll start with him. So he actually had been dealing with a knee injury the first few playoff games that I think was bugging him more than he or the team let on. He barely practiced at all. There was actually a practice where he ran out and media was still out there. And then maybe 2 minutes later, he walks off the field with a trainer and turned out he wasn't even supposed to be there because he was rehabbing that knee. But he told media this week that his knee, what he was dealing with, is completely healthy and he feels better than he has in weeks. So that is a really good sign for the offense. Now on defense, I mentioned Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter has been dealing with a sickness down in New Orleans the last 2 days, which is pretty concerning just because you don't want that to pass around the locker room. And apparently a few other guys have been slightly under the weather. I don't know if it's, you know, something related to what they ate, if it's like that type of sickness or if it's more of a cold, but I think he will be, you know, ready to go on Sunday. He just has been limited in practice. And then Kenny Gainwell is another one to watch. He got a concussion. He left the game early in the NFC Championship game with a concussion that he's been dealing with. You know, he is, I believe, limited in practice, so I think expected to play, but something to keep an eye on. Otherwise, I mean, it's still the – I know we're talking about the Chiefs being really healthy, but Eagles are healthy as it goes for, you know, an NFL team and the typical injuries that pop up, especially this far into the season. The Eagles are pretty healthy.
Devin, there was one thing in the AFC Championship game that Kansas City did defensively, and, you know, the Bills ripped us off from Philly. No, we're not going to allow that tush-push. And we're like, you're going to try this again. It's not working. Is there any concern that Kansas City might have solved the way to defend this? And I guess the broader question is, why has this been just such an automatic for Philadelphia?
Well, first of all, we don't know if they really stopped Josh Allen and the Bills. I think that one is up for debate when you guys attempted it in that AFC Championship game. But, I mean, there have been teams, I feel, every week, it's like trying to stop Saquon. They try to stop the tush push and they can't. It's pretty automatic, and I think that's the case because of the physical stature of the guys who are doing it. You know, the Eagles' offensive line is massive and one of the best O-lines in the league. I think that certainly helps. And then Jalen Hurts himself. Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley together squat like over 1,400 pounds or something. So I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, I don't think you're going to see a quarterback who's a little bit longer, a little bit leaner, who's not really getting on the ground and getting dirty. I don't think you're seeing someone like that, you know, complete a tush push successfully. But I think it's just the gritty way of the offense, and also credit to Jeff Stoutland, who is the Eagles offensive line coach, because he's a mastermind and he apparently has a big part in that tush push play.
Devin, you can hear her on WIP in Philadelphia, our Odyssey Sports sister station. Devin Caney, Eagles sideline reporter, joining us in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. And when you have a game of this magnitude where all eyes are going to be watching this football game, you explore every storyline that's out there. At least you feel like you explore every storyline is out there. I've got to ask, is anybody talking about a 6'5", 235-pound quarterback from North Dakota State with the blue-collar work ethic and Midwestern values who is now the backup to Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City? What does this game mean for Carson Wentz, the Ginger General?
What an intro to that. Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy that this is now, I guess, the second game where Carson Wentz will be a backup quarterback or going to a Super Bowl as backup and not playing because he was injured in that 2018 Super Bowl 52 and the Eagles won. So I know that some Philly media, my colleague Elliot Shore Parks, I know, caught up with Carson Wentz that opening night. And Carson, of course, you know, he had the canned answer, you know, nothing bad to say about Philadelphia. I enjoyed my time there, you know, met my wife there, yada, yada, yada. But I mean, look, if Carson Wentz is in the game, I'm not wishing injury on anyone, but that means that Mahomes is out. So yeah. I think any Eagles fan would take that. But it is funny to see a familiar face. You do have to wonder what it feels like for him watching the guy, you know, Jalen Hurts, ball out the way he has been the last few seasons, leading his team to a second Super Bowl in 3 years, you know, the guy who kind of took his job. It's got to sting a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Gosh, you forget that Nick Foles actually won that Super Bowl for Philadelphia.
That's right. Yeah.
That team. Devin, tell everybody, you know, where people, you know, what time the show is on WIP. And I'm assuming, when do you fly down? Is it Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, so I'm flying down first thing tomorrow morning. I'm very excited. I've had major FOMO from everyone having fun down there in New Orleans all week. So I get to come in when the fun starts, though, when all the parties and the actual game happens. So I'm not on the air tomorrow, but typically I'm on the morning show, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and I'm the Eagles sideline reporter. So if you want to listen on the Odyssey app, they're streaming every Eagles game, including the Super Bowl. I'm on with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick. Coverage starts at 6 p.m., but I believe we have a pregame show starting at 4 p.m. on WIP on Sunday.
Devin, give everybody in Philadelphia our best. Really appreciate you giving us some of your time today. We know how busy this week has been for you and the entire crew there at WIP, doing a great job covering this team.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Go Birds.
You got it. There's Devin Caney, Eagles sideline reporter. Her inaugural visit in the sports bar, great success. You have to wonder what Carson Wentz is feeling. You have to wonder.
I got to be honest. I totally forgot about
that. Totally forgot about that.
I'm like, where are you going? Oh, my gosh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. He's watching Jalen Hurts, a winner, guide that team to their second Super Bowl after he sat on the sideline with an injury watching Nick Foles give them a Super Bowl championship against the Patriots. I mean, I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's, you know, got his millions in the bank, and he's, you know, he has nothing but positive things. Of course he has nothing but positive things to say.
It was his second year. He's going to win the MVP. And then
For
he blows
sure.
out his knee in the
For
game
sure.
in L.A.
For
in the
sure.
Coliseum.
Yep.
And then it's that article from the Philly Voice. Do you remember this? Where you just had these teammates that are like, if you're a bad teammate, and that was the rap on him, you can't recover from that.
I don't know, like, and we probably could have explored this a little bit more with Devin, but was he a bad teammate or was he just different? Was he just set in his ways? Was he just a me first guy? Was he?
Well, that is a bad for that position.
If he's a me first guy, yes, that is justifiable. But or is he just quirky and different because he likes to go hunting and post pictures of his, you know, of his game on social media? I don't know, but yeah, it's a hard thing to recover. But bad locker room guy, bad teammate, you're not recovering from that.
No, I mean the one guy, like if you had to say, okay, who would fit that? Right now, the knock on him is Kyler Murray, the guy who just goes in and looks at his cell phone at halftime and is not really engaging with anybody, but that's for us from the outside.
So. Yeah. Really appreciate that conversation with Devin and a little peek into what has gotten Philadelphia to where they are. I'm not going to take the Vic Fangio stat against Patrick Mahomes with a grain of salt. I think he's going to have to come up with something special to really disrupt Patrick Mahomes. And maybe it's as simple as Carter in the middle being that guy, being to the Eagles what Chris Jones is to the Chiefs, and being that disruptor, that game wrecker in the middle if he has that kind of game. But what he has done, and she mentioned the rookies. I mean, I know how you feel about Cooper DeJean. Quinyon Mitchell's been fantastic this year. I mean, all three levels of that Philly defense is formidable. They're good defensively, and Vic Fangio just knows how to get the most out of those guys. It's going to be an interesting game. Go Birds. Are we making our predictions tomorrow? We're making our predictions tomorrow.
It crossed my mind, honestly, for the first time. They're like, oh, gosh, we actually have to pick this thing on Friday. And like, I guess I'll put some thought into it tonight. Yeah, we sense the Chiefs' fatigue in our audience, and we're only going to invite Binkley on the show if the Chiefs lose.
We're not even gonna invite him. We're gonna tell him he's coming on the show Monday if the Chiefs lose. He doesn't get an invite. We're telling him. It's a dictate.
You know what? We'll put out the tweet joining us on the show tomorrow.
No, Steve from Victor had it right. It's a dictate. It's not an invite. You're coming on the day after they lose, just so you could say, well, you know, guys, any team that has the opportunity to play in three straight Super Bowls. And
he's such a sorry if you got kids in the curse. He's such a dick that he's the guy the day after the Worthy trade. I wasn't screening the calls. We were out at the tap room at Bill Gray's. Like, he snuck by Dan DeLorean like, oh, it's Binkley calling in.
Thanks again, guys.
Thanks again.
Thanks again.
Yeah, you're just going to do more deals with us? Thanks for giving us Xavier Worthy.
Can you send me some beer there from Rochester? I want to celebrate another Chiefs championship.
Yeah. It all stems back to the original. His first visit into the sports bar, the first time we had Jay on with
Jay,
us.
Jay, what was the general reaction to Chiefs fans a week ago tonight when they ended up trading up to the Bills to select Patrick Mahomes?
Thank you, Buffalo.
I mean, Mahomes didn't play his first year.
No.
We didn't know what he was going to become. Andy Reid must have known what he was going to become. Yeah, we're not allowed to do deals. Brandon Bean, lose their number. Do not do deals with the Chiefs ever. Ever again. Silly. And what happened? Worthy scores a touchdown in the AFC Championship game.
And we smoked him.
Just
smoked.
Just insane. Just insane. So, yeah, I think, you know, I don't really care about being right with the Super Bowl. I might just pick with my heart tomorrow when we give our prediction, like Philadelphia 59, Kansas City 13. You know, just something outrageous.
81-0. Philadelphia.
Yeah, Mahomes will have no answer for anything that Philadelphia. They just run the tush-push, you know, all game, and there's no answer, and I don't know.
Was it 2 years ago? See, I'm losing track of my Chiefs Super Bowls. The one where Kelsey was melting down on the sideline. That was last year,
I think it was last year.
It was last year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, any other guy does that to his coach, and it's a national story. We're talking about it for an entire week. We just kind of swept it under the rug, and to his credit, I think Andy Reid kind of dealt with it in the right way. Like, yeah, he's emotional, he's competitive, doesn't bother me at all. And that's, you know, I want 100 guys that are that emotional and that fired up and that want the ball in their hands. Right, that's probably the right answer, Andy Reid. Thank you, Andy Reid. By the way, Mike Holmgren supposed to get the call for the Hall of Fame. If he's going into the Hall of Fame, that would be this weekend. I swear to God, I don't know that I've ever seen this before today, a side-by-side of Mike Holmgren with Andy Reid. I always thought they were the same guy, but now I've got actual proof, photographic proof that they are not the same guy, that they are indeed two individuals that look very similar to each other.
You know, so Mike Holmgren, after he leaves Green Bay,
goes to Seattle.
But the catch here is, this is the thing, Green Bay didn't hire their quarterback coach. He left for Philadelphia. That was Andy Reid.
Ah.
They chose Ray Rhodes instead.
Oof. Oof. Nothing against Ray Rhodes.
No.
He had a fine coaching career. My goodness. He was their quarterback's coach after Holmgren left.
No. Andy Reid worked under Holmgren. So Andy Reid gets hired in Philadelphia.
After Holmgren left for Seattle.
Right.
Because they didn't retain him in Green Bay.
Right. And the yellow opportunity. How would the history have been different?
Oh, a good episode of NFL. What if? Happy Hour is next in the sports bar. We'll get to a round of shots. We do have a bit of Bills news. There was a new name added to the Bills defensive coaching staff. And tonight is NFL honors, Gino.
Indeed it is.
Do we have a shot? Does Josh Allen actually have a shot to win this thing?
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
It's funny. Like, if Buffalo ever won a championship in anything, I'm not talking about the Bandits, right? We'd be going crazy. Like, what would be the appropriate response if Josh Allen wins the MVP tonight?
What do you think his response will be if he wins the MVP tonight? Is it anything other than, you know, this is bittersweet, I appreciate the award, but this is really not what I'm about?
If he wins tonight, he will get up there and say, you know, thank you to the voters. Certainly, you know, so many great competitors. I don't take this lightly. I want to thank my teammates. And this isn't as important as what we're working toward.
Yeah,
it's not. There's not going to be any big curveball.
The only thing that matters to me is bringing a Super Bowl to the people of Buffalo. If he says that,
then I'll hit the loving music.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We're smart. That's our guy. That's our quarterback. All right, we'll get to happy hour. We have time for your calls as well. If you want to join us at 866-4FAN 585-866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.